This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper said Monday that the United States is keeping some troops near oil fields in northeastern Syria to protect them from being captured by Islamic State. Still, as VOA's Cindy Sane reports, President Trump's troop withdrawal has angered the Kurds in northern Syria, where Kurdish fighters have fought alongside U.S. forces against IS terrorists.
As a convoy of U.S. troops crossed from northern Syria into Iraq, civilian Kurds hurled potatoes and insults at the retreating forces. Some yelled, "Go, America, liar!" At the White House, President Donald Trump defended the withdrawal. Democrats and Republicans have criticized the move for abandoning longtime U.S. allies, the Kurds, to slaughter by the Turks.
We're working with the Kurds. We have a good relationship with the Kurds. But we never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
The sudden U.S. withdrawal from Syria deals a blow to America's credibility as a reliable ally, say many members of Congress. Cindy Sane, VOA News, Washington.
The number of residual U.S. forces in Afghanistan now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. That figure comes after the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Scott Miller, revealed Monday the size of U.S. troop forces in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year. The day before, he told visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper that even if the troop size is eventually reduced down to 8,600, it will not undermine the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. British Parliament Speaker John Bercow on Monday blocked the House of Commons from holding a new vote on Brexit. It is the latest setback for Prime Minister Boris Johnson in his effort to have a Britain divorce and by October 31st from the European Union. This is VOA News. Canada's national broadcaster CBC projects that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has held on to power but failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections. This changes the political landscape, with the Conservative Party of Canada holding a larger stake in Parliament. It comes after Trudeau faced criticism for black or brown face scandals and more. VOA's Zlatis Ahok.
His chief opponent, Conservative Andrew Scheer, has used the controversies. Scheer is also promising to balance the federal budget and eliminate a carbon tax on fossil fuels. But many voters question how that could affect climate change, health care, and social issues such as child care. Some voters went for the third option, the New Democratic Party, which had risen in the opinion polls. The leftist New Democratic Party is headed by Jagmeet Singh, the first person of color to head a federal party in Canada. Other parties vying for seats were the Green Party, led by Elizabeth May, and the separatist Bloc Québécois, led by Yves-François Blanchet. In Canada, the candidate who wins the most votes can form the government, even if it is not the absolute majority of seats in Parliament. A ruling party rarely loses re-election. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Democrats in Congress blocked Republican lawmakers from trying to censure the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who's heading up the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Republicans have been critical of California Democrat Adam Schiff, saying that he misled voters when he parodied the conversation between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, and that he has, quote, persistently used his perch on a vital committee to spread falsehoods about President Trump. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs sponsored a resolution of censure, but the House has voted along party lines to postpone a vote on that measure. Schiff tweeted after the vote, "House Republicans lack the courage to confront the president and are consoling themselves by attacking those who did." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that he's failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election, making way for centrist rival Benny Gantz to try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. Netanyahu, already the Jewish state's longest-serving premier, was trying for a fifth term as prime minister, but Netanyahu, head of the conservative Likud party, told Israel's president that he was unable to form the 61-seat majority by joining in a unity government with Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.